مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
هم سفر هم نوا، هم سفر هم نوا، هم نشي هم قدم، هم نشي هم قدم، هم سفر هم نوا، هم نشي هم قدم، والدي محترم، والدي محترم، والدي محترم، والدي محترم، والدي محترم، والدي محترم، اپنی سب خواہشوں کا گلا گھونٹ کر روز و شب جس پہ غالب رہے فکر گر، اپنی سب خواہشوں کا گلا گھونٹ کر روز و شب جس پہ غالب رہے فکر غم، ظاہراً سخت ہے باطناً ہے نرم، ظاہراً سخت ہے باطناً ہے نرم، والدِ محترم، والدِ محترم، والدِ محترم، والدِ محترم، والدِ محترم، پرورش تربیت میں نہ چھوڑی کسر، فکر اولاد میں کی سفر در سفر، پرورش تربیت میں نہ چھوڑی کسر، فکر اولاد میں کی سفر در سفر، ان کو محبوب ہم، ہم کو جاہو حشم، ان کو محبوب ہم، ہم کو جاہو حشم، والدِ محترم، والدِ محترم، والدِ محترم، محترم، والدِ محترم، محترم، نوجوانی بڑھاپے میں ڈلتا رہا، روز و شب جن کی خاطر وہ گلتا رہا، نوجوانی بڑھاپے میں ڈلتا رہا، روز و شب جن کی خاطر وہ گلتا رہا، آج بچوں کو وہ یاد آتے ہیں کم، آج بچوں کو یاد آتے ہیں کم، والدِ محترم، والدِ محترم، والدِ محترم، والدِ محترم، والدِ محترم، آپ کو دیکھنا ہے عبادت میری، آپ کے کام آنا سعادت میری، آپ کو دیکھنا ہے عبادت میری، آپ کے کام آنا سعادت میری، آپ میرے تو میرے ہیں لوح و قلم، آپ میرے تو میرے ہیں لوح و قلم، والدِ محترم، والدِ محترم، والدِ محترم، والدِ محترم، محترم، ہم نے سمجھا نہیں ہے مقام آپ کا، گھر میں رحمت ہی رحمت قیام آپ کا، ہم نے سمجھا نہیں ہے مقام آپ کا، گھر میں رحمت ہی رحمت قیام آپ کا، آپ کو دیکھنا دیکھنا ہے حرم، آپ کو دیکھنا دیکھنا ہے حرم، والدِ محترم، والدِ محترم، والدِ محترم، محترم، والدِ
محترم والد محترم
تحفہ کبریا سر پہ ہاتھ آپ کا باعث سر بلند دی ہے ذات آپ کی تحفہ کبریا سر.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to the mid morning show with myself brother Suleiman Yusuf every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. Today being the first of Dhulqa'dah 1446 corresponding to Wednesday the 30th of April 2025. Alhamdulillah, it's a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday morning. The sun is out, a little bit chill in the air, but nevertheless, Alhamdulillah, it's a beautiful weather. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us and always blesses us with a beautiful weather. And I know there was some recent flooding and heavy rainfall in parts of KZN. We make dua where Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala protects all those that are traveling on the roads, especially, you know, when you're going to work and coming and going home. Allah Ta'ala protect you and your family, and wherever there is rain. And one of the times when du'as are readily accepted is when during the time of rain, and one should read the masnoon du'a, Allahumma sayyibun nafi'a, oh Allah, grant us a beneficial rain. And we must take advantage whenever it rains, even though it's a pouring, right? But one of the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that one should stand in the rain and should make dua and supplicate to Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala protect and alleviate all the pain and the suffering from the people that are suffering in and around the world, our brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Gaza, in Ash-Shab. And make dua, Allah Ta'ala alleviate the pain, and Allah Ta'ala grant them all who have passed on a shuhada, and grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And also those that have passed on in recent times, Allah Ta'ala grant them Jannat al-Firdaus, and grant the family Sabrun Yameen. We should also remember those that are sick at home and in hospitals, Allah Ta'ala grant them all complete shifa, kamila, ajila, and a speedy recovery. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. So inshallah, we're going to listen to that nasheed again, and we're going to divulge and we're going to discuss the importance of a fatherly role in the life of a child, or even where as a grown-up, you know, you still need your fatherly love. And let's listen to the nasheed, and we're going to try and get a hold of our brother Alpha Sinkosi, and his show is from 12 to 1, and that is the news hour. So inshallah, we're going to listen to this nasheed, and we're going to try to get a hold of our brother Alpha Sinkosi.
Hum safar hum nawa, hum safar hum nawa, hum nashi hum qadam, hum nashi hum qadam, hum safar hum nawa, hum nashi hum qadam, walide muhtaram, walide muhtaram,
walide muhtaram, walide muhtaram, walide muhtaram, walide muhtaram,
apni sab khwahishon ka gala ghoont kar, roz o shab jis pe ghalib rahe fikr gar, apni sab khwahishon ka gala ghoont kar, roz o
shab. 15 minutes past 10 Central African time, and we have our brother Alpha Sinkosi on the line. Brother Alpha, good morning, and how are you doing this morning? We're going to try that again and see if we can get Brother Alpha. I think there's some technical difficulty, but inshallah, we're going to try and get a hold of him once again.
unko mehboob hum, humko jaaho hasham,
walide muhtaram, walide muhtaram,
walide muhtaram, والدے محترم
محترم
نوجوانی بڑا پہ مڈلتا رہا روز و شب جن کی خاطر وہ گلتا رہا نوجوانی بڑا پہ مڈلتا رہا روز و شب جن کی خاطر وہ گل
We seem to be having some sort of difficulty, but nevertheless, we're going to try to sort it out, Julian.
Saadat meri, aap mere to mitre lo ho kalam. Aap mere to mitre lo ho kalam.
Walide muhtaram. والدے محترم
والدے
محترم
والدے
محترم
محترم ہم نے سمجھا نہیں ہے مقام آپ کا گھر میں رحمت ہی رحمت قیام آپ کا ہم نے سمجھا نہیں ہے مقام آپ کا گھر میں رحمت ہی رحمت قیام آپ کا آپ کو دیکھنا دیکھنا ہے حرم آپ کو دیکھنا دیکھنا ہے حرم
والدے محترم والدے محترم
والدے
محترم والدے محترم والدے محترم
تحفہ کبریا سر پہ ہاتھ آپ کا باعث سر بلندی ہے ذات آپ کی تحفہ کبریا سر پہ ہاتھ آپ کا باعث سر بلندی ہے ذات آپ کی آپ کے دم سے آزاد ہے غم سے ہم سے ہم
والدے محترم والدے محترم
والدے محترم
والدے محترم
ہم سفر ہم نوا ہم نشی ہم قدم والدے محترم والدے محترم
والدے محترم والدے محترم
ہم سفر ہم نوا ہم سفر ہم نوا ہم نشی ہم قدم ہم نشی ہم قدم ہم سفر ہم نوا ہم نشی ہم قدم والدے محترم والدے محترم
والدے محترم والدے محترم والدے محترم والدے محترم
اپنی سب خواہشوں کا گلا گھونٹ کر روز و شب جس پہ غالب رہے فکر گر اپنی سب خواہشوں
Okay, there is some technical difficulty that has been happening, but we're going to try and sort that problem out. With regards to this particular nasheed, right, it holds a very sentimental value to me, and I'm sure that any person who has lost a loved one, or has lost a parent, or anyone that's very close to them. But this particular nasheed refers to the parent or your father. Some of us fail to realize how important a father or fatherly role is. Yes, the mother nurtures the child when they're growing up, but the father is the actual door to Jannah, because they say Jannah lies under the feet of the mother. But the key to Jannah, the door to Jannah is under your mother's feet. But the key to Jannah is under your father's feet. Is your father himself. You have to make that special khidmat. You have to go out for him. Because when you are speaking with your father, we should have that utmost respect. Because when you grow up and you have children of your own, you will realize that what my father taught me, I want to instill the same values in my children. If your father taught you, you know, he brought you up the proper way, the Islamic way, going for salah, reading Quran tilawat, giving out sadaqah, being good to people, and being remembered, when even if you see someone who is of high status in society, or someone who's begging on the street, you should always treat them with the same respect, and you should not look at them any differently. Because when you go for Hajj and we go for Umrah,
you're waiting for a second.
We all stand next to each other, and we're in donning the ihram. There is no in Makkah to Mukarramah when you go for Hajj, when you go to Mina, when you sleep in the tents. There's no difference between a pauper or a person who is of a middle class and a person who owns many businesses and establishments, because you're all donning the same thing, and that is that white, the two-piece cloth, and that is the ihram. Now back to respecting your father. Your father is a person who would go beyond. He'll go above and beyond for you just so you can be happy. Just so he can see you, smiling. When he looks at your face and he sees that, you know what, my son is smiling, he's happy, even though it might have been his last 5 rand, it might have been his last 10 rand or whatever money he had in his pocket. But he did it for the pleasure, for your pleasure, so you could be happy. Have we ever thought to ourselves, our parents put us through circular education. We went through high school, primary school, high school. Some of us went through to tertiary education. But did we ever realize that we go over there on a daily basis? We go to campus, and we study. We study hard. We get our degree, that piece of paper, the degree, you know, to say that, you know what, you studied, you got an accomplishment. But did we ever sit back, and did we ever think, how was those fees paid? How was it paid? Who did it for us? Our parents went out of their way, did everything for us, made sure that we had the best in this world, the best of everything. Why? Because when they were growing up, they never had these luxuries. Okay, for them, if you speak to the older generation, you'll ask them, you say, you know what, how was it like to live in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s? The life was good, alhamdulillah. There was muhabbat. There was muhabbat amongst the families. People were treated with respect. And at that time, the economy was stronger. Nowadays, things are hard. And for a parent, for a father especially, because he is the pillar of strength in the family, in the household. You know, there was a picture that I seen where a father and a son is holding hands and walking. The father tells the child, "My son, look out, watch where you're walking." The son turns around and tells the father, "No, dad, you watch how you're walking, because I am going to be following in your footsteps." Now, when we are gone, we want our children to follow in our legacy. That's why we should instill with them the proper akhlaq, the good character. And we want our children to, when we go to the masajid, when our children go to the masajid, you know, perfect example, I'm not boasting, I'm not speaking with pride. But whenever I go to the masajid, when I go to the masajid, people will speak of my father. They look at me and say, you know what, your father was a good man. Now as a child, as a son, I'm the only son. But as a child, as my father's son, it brings joy. And I try my level best. I know I will never be as perfect as how my father was in the way that he conducted himself. But I try my level best to be the person who he is. Everyone tries to be the carbon copy of the father. You know, what my father did, you know, he strove in the path of Almighty Allah, and his name lives on even in the masjid. We go over there, when I go to the masjid, they say, your father was a good man, you know. And a particular story, there was a program on the 15th of Sha'ban in one of the musallas, and now the brothers, the satis, they go from our masajid, and they go out for gush. And it was that particular day on the 15th of Sha'ban. And there was no imam, or there was no a person to give a talk. So now the brothers made mashura, and they said, you know what, who's going to volunteer? So my father said, so they appointed my father. Now my father, they used to call him the Amir. You know, every time they say, you know, your father was the Amir of our Sati, of our Masajid. And he left an impact in that Masajid, in that Musalla. And you know, the next year, Allah Ta'ala, he returned to the mercy of Almighty Allah. And when the people asked him, you know, what happened, where's that uncle? You know, last year he gave such a good bayan, and he gave such a strong bayan on the 15th of Sha'ban. And you know what, they had to break the news to him, to them, that you know what, the uncle, they used to call him uncle, so he said the uncle is no more, he passed away. Allah Ta'ala grant my father and all the marhumin a jannat of firdaus. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So that's what I'm saying, my respected listeners of Marqa Sahaba, that we should look after our parents. Because trust me when I tell you this, we might think that our parents are here, you know, we come home, we see them, you know, they're there. But we don't realize, we fail to realize that when they are gone, when they have passed on, their little memories, that small phone calls, the small things in life that you want to hear their voice again and again. You look for the recordings. You look for that voice where you can just hear that voice, their voice one more time. You know, to reminisce the good times. That's why you should make their khidmat. Look after them. Take their du'as. Their du'as will take you so far in life. We want their du'a, and Allah forbid, Allah protect us. You protect each and every one of us. We should take their du'a and not their badwa. Because to anger your parent, you are angering Almighty Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when the person asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, to love Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and after to love Nabi Akrim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who should we love next? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said three times, your mother. He said three times, your mother. And he said after that, your father. Your parents hold such an important role, because you as a product, you as a child, when you go out into the world, they ask you, who are you? They say, I'm so and so. Whose child are you? Huh? They say, I'm the son of so-and-so. Oh, your father is this person. Oh, your mother is that person. That's why we need to uphold their name. We cannot embarrass them. We have to look after them. We have to carry their name. Because in this world, in this society, it takes years to earn a person's respect. But a person's it can happen within a split second that it can be diminished, it can be broken, it can be lost. The years of respect that your parents gained, not to say to please people, we please Almighty Allah first, but to please, we won't use the word please, but obviously in society you have to have that certain respect, right? But now to hold on to that respect that your father left behind and to just break it within minutes, your own wrongdoing. وَمَنْ أَصَابَتْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. When calamity befalls you, it's because of your own wrongdoing. Now would we want on the day of Qiyamah that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls on so-and-so, son of so-and-so, and Allah forbid, Allah protect us, Allahumma jinnah min al-nar, Allah Ta'ala protect us from the fire of Jahannam. And Allah Ta'ala banishes us and throws us into Jahannam. And your father and your mother looking over there and they think to yourself, where did they go wrong? That the child went off track. They say that, you know, you hear it from so many people. They use the words, I don't know where I went wrong. I don't know where I went wrong. We don't understand that when your father or when your parents tell you something, they're trying to help you, to mold you into the person that you are, so they can protect you from this harsh world. This world is a cruel world, my respected listeners. Inshallah, we just got a message saying that our brother Alphas is online. So we're going to find out from him what's happening between his show between 12 and 1. Brother Alphas, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Soli. I'm all right, man. How are you?
Very well. Thank you, Brother Alphas. Alphas, what's happening? How are you feeling? I heard that you had a small incident. Are you okay?
No, well, I'll be fine. I'll be fine, honestly.
Okay, that's good. I'll be fine. Alphas, what's happening on your show today between 12 and 1?
Okay, you know, there's this development that's happening in Palestine. You know, we're going to look at those developments and what do they mean to the people of Palestine, especially the funding part of it and all that. And then we'll take a look at our political status quo as to where we're standing. I mean, there's this bad back and forth. I think it's still a big story that we need to look into. So we'll be looking into that particular event story. What's the current status? What do we know? When is Kotongana going to deal with another budget? You know, it's a catch-22 of some sort. And then, we'll speak to a gentleman, a professor who's in Switzerland. Just want him to tell us about what's happening there in Switzerland. And everything, you know, what are they doing there? He works at the UN, the United Nations offices. So we just want to tap into his brains as to what's currently, what are they busy with, and then how is the United Nations intervening to help the people of Palestine? So, yeah, in a nutshell, that's what we have.
Okay, no problem, Brother Alphas. Thank you so much for your time, and we will catch up with you a little bit later.
Okay, thanks, man.
Thank you, Alphas. Take care.
Okay, cool. Okay.
And that was our brother Alphas Nkosi giving us a lowdown as to what's going to be happening. And it's going to be also very interesting to get a guest from Switzerland. You know, we normally get our guests from the Democratic Republic of Congo. We had a guest, Brother Abdullah. Brother Abdullah, and he was from the DRC, and he was telling us with regards to what's happening in and around, you know, with the and also with the Sudanese the Sudanese war and with the RSF and the paramilitary rapid support forces and what's happening, and also the overthrowing of the government. A lot of things have been happening in the African continent. So inshallah, we're going to be listening to a lecture by Maulana Suleiman Qahtani, and it is titled "With Disobedience of Parents." The main is, you know, it's a sad state of affairs that, you know what, the things and how things are for unfolding now with regards to the disrespect and how the youngsters are disrespecting their parents. So Maulana Suleiman Qahtani is going to be divulging and telling us the disobedience of parents. It's gone 20 minutes to 11 Central African time.
Allahu wahdahu la sharika la. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa habibana wa shafi'ana wa muta'ana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu. Amma ba'd. Faqad qala Allahu ta'ala fi al-Qur'an al-Majid wal Furqan al-Hamid. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما صدق الله العظيم. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أتى رجل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال إني أشتهي الجهاد ولا أقدر عليه. قال هل بقي من والديك أحد؟ قال أمي. قال فأبل الله في بذها، فإذا فعلت ذلك فأنت حاج ومعتمر ومجاهد، وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam equated Islam and deen. A parable and an example is given in hadith where he described the structure and the foundation of Islam, wherein he said, Buni al-Islamu ala khams, that the foundation of our deen of Islam is based on five things, five pillars. All of us are well aware of these. One is the shahadat, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, salah, fasting, zakat and hajj. Unfortunately, to a very large extent, we find that in our perception and realization of what is deen, and in our endeavors towards piety and the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we tend to confine our deen and our Islam to these five things. That person in whose life is salah, who gives his zakat, is charitable, who fasts, makes tilawat of Quran, etc., we consider that to be a pious person. However, you have to understand that deen does not stop there. When you have five pillars, that is the foundation. A building just with pillars is not complete. There has to be a roof, there has to be a covering, there has to be a canopy. Then the building is complete, and then deen is complete. Now what is the culmination, what is the perfection, what is the completion of deen? For that we have to look at another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he said, بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me to make itmam, لِأُتَمِّم. Itmam means to complete, to perfect, to culminate something. So what is the culmination, what is the roof of Islam, what is the height of Islam, what is the perfection of Islam? Janabi Rasulullah ﷺ said, Allah sent me to complete deen through akhlaq and character. And ulama explained the crunch test, the most vital test, the starting point in order to determine the akhlaq and character of a person is his dealing with his family. How is this person in these dealings with his family? And primarily, when it comes to the family, is the dealings with his parents. How does this person deal with his parents? The hukama, the wise people used to say, that if a person is unfair, is harsh in the treatment of his parents, then don't make friendship with such a person and don't do business with such a person also. Why? Because those upon whom logically, put Sharia at one side, logically they have so much of haq and right upon him. We cannot even enumerate how much ihsan they have made on him. They who logically have a right upon him, that wajib haq of theirs he is not fulfilling, how do you expect him to be fair in his dealing with you, when you have no right over him? One sahabi comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Anas radiallahu ta'ala, who says, this person addresses Nabi Abbas sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inni ashtahil jihad. O Nabi of Allah, I desire to make jihad in the path of Allah. Try and understand what he is saying. I desire to give my whole life for Allah. I want to die in his path. We know the rank of the shuhada, where Allah Ta'ala says, do not even call them mayyit. Bal ahya'un 'inda rabbihim yurzaqun. You are not even allowed to say that they are mu'ad, that they are mayyit. They are alive and Allah is sustaining them. So many virtues we hear in hadith. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam described the shuhada flying in Jannat. So the sahabi comes and says, Ya Rasulullah, I want to make jihad, but I don't have the ability. What is the solution to my problem? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam asks him, Hal baqiya min walidayka ahad? Are any of your parents alive? Are any of your parents alive? He says, Ummi, my mother is alive. So Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Fa'abilillaha fi birriha. Please Allah, tire yourself, finish yourself in the service of your mother. And what will Allah do for you? You can't make jihad, you don't have the ability. Earn your jannah through your mother. Because if you do this, Allah will raise you on the day of judgment. فَإِذَا فَعَلْتَ ذَلِكَ فَأَنْتَ حَاجٌ وَمُعْتَمِرٌ وَمُجَاهِدٌ. Allah will raise you as a person who made hajj upon hajj. Allah will raise you as a person who made umrah upon umrah. And Allah will raise you as a person who made jihad in the path of Allah. In Quran, wherever, in many places, Mufassirin explain, Allah commands you with Tawheed. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. Which is the pinnacle, the basis of deen and iman. Where Allah says, don't ascribe partners with me. Worship only Allah. Such an important command, and linked with it, immediately after that, Allah says, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Treat your parents kindly. Somewhere Allah says, أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْنِ. Make my shukr. And with that, Allah says, make shukr of your parents. Somebody came and asked, Ya Rasulullah, what is the greatest guna a person can ever make? He said, Al-Ishraq billah, to make shirk with Allah. After shirk, what is the greatest guna? Try and appreciate this. Tawheed, kindness to parents. Shukr to Allah, shukr to your parents. Greatest guna is shirk. After that, uququl walidain. He said, to be disobedient to your parents. One sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ma haqqul walidain ala waladihima. O Nabi of Allah, tell me, what is the right of the parents upon his child? What is the right of the parents upon their offspring? What a beautiful reply Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives. This hadith is in fact a shining example of that mu'jiza and miracle which Allah Ta'ala had blessed Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with. That he was Jawami'ul Kalim. He would say a few words, but it was pregnant, voluminous with meaning. In three words, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam summed up what Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam want from you with regards to your parents. What are the rights of my parents? What did he say? Huma jannatuka wa naruk. Your parents are either your jannat or your jahannam. You decide. Your parents are either your jannat or your jahannam. Al-walidu awsatu abwaabil jannah fa in shi'ta fa adhi' dhalika al-baab wa in shi'ta fa'fadha. O kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, the parents are the highest door to jannat. The parents are the highest door to jannat. Protect that door if you want, or break that door if you want. The choice is yours. Such virtue Allah Ta'ala is prepared to give us. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if a person gets up in the morning, in this condition that his parents are happy with him, already two doors of Jannah are open for him that day. If it is evening time and his parents are happy with him, two doors of Jannah are open for him. Conversely, Allah's Rasul says, if a person gets up in the morning and his parents are displeased with him, then two doors of Jahannam are open for him. In the evening, two doors of Jahannam are open for him. What did Sahaba ask? Ya Rasulullah wa in zalama. O Nabi of Allah, what happens if he is not kusurwan, it is not his wrong, his parents are in the wrong? What reply does Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam give? He says, wa in zalama, wa in zalama, wa in zalama. Three times. Even if they have made zulm on him, and they are displeased with him, two doors of Jahannam are open for him. Umar radiallahu ta'ala was such a personality. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, لو كان بعدي نبي لكان عمر. If there had to be a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar. In Arafat, in Hajjatul Wada, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses his Sahaba and he says, on this day, Allah is making fakhr, Allah is boasting about my Sahaba. And especially on this day, Allah is boasting about Umar bin Khattab. Such a personality. Yet, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses him and says, O Umar, yati alaykum rajulum ma'amdadi ahli al-Yaman min Uwais ibn Amir min Murad thumma min Qarn kana bihi baras fabariya minhu illa mawdi'a dirham. فَإِنْ إِسْتَطَعْتَ أَنْ يَسْتَغْفِرَ لَكَ فَأَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ. He says, oh Umar, a person is going to come after my demise. This person is from Yemen. His name is Uwais bin Amir. He is from the Murad clan and specifically from the family of Qarn. Look at the extent of detail. Umar, he suffered from white liver disease. He made dua. He was cured. There is still one spot the size of a dirham on his body of this disease. So much of detail, so no mistake can be made. Umar, when this person comes, if you find this person, make sure that you ask him to make dua for you, for your maghfirat. Who is being told? Umar is being told. Find this person and ask him to make dua and maghfirat for you. Umar asks, O Nabi of Allah, is he amongst those people who when they raise their hands, every parda, every boundary between them and Allah is removed and their dua reaches the arsh of Allah and is never sent back? Lo aqsama ala Allahi la abarrahu. O Nabi of Allah, is he of those people? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, yes, O Umar, he is of those people. And he attained that position because of the service that he did to his mother. Delegation upon delegation from Yemen would come. Each time Umar would ask, Afikum Uwais ibn Amir, is Uwais ibn Amir amongst you? Finally the day came when a person with dark complexion stood up, a tall man. He said, I am Uwais bin Amir. Are you from Murad? Then from Qarn? He says, yes. Did you have white liver disease and one dirham space is left? He says, yes. Umar says to him, make dua for me. He says, Amirul Mu'mineen, you should be making dua for me. Umar says, no, you make dua for me. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has commanded me to ask you to make dua for me. Uwais accepts the request of Umar and he makes dua. Thereafter, Umar radiallahu ta'ala says to him, do you want to stay in Medina? He says, no, I prefer to stay in Kufa. He says, should I give you a letter which you can present to the governor of Kufa on my behalf with regards to how he should treat you? Uwais bin Amir says, no, I want to live with Awamun Nas. Do not mention to anybody about me. He goes away. The next year in Hajj, Umar inquires from the people of Kufa about Uwais bin Amir. He asks the governor. The governor says that the position of Uwais bin Amir is very bad. He is very poor, he is going through difficult circumstances. Umar says, when you go back, make sure you ask him to make dua for you. And he relates to him why. When the governor returns, he sends for Uwais bin Amir. He says, make dua for me. Uwais says to him, you came from Hajj, you should be making dua for me. He says, no, you make dua for me. Then he asks him, perchance did you meet Umar in Hajj? He says, yes, I met Umar. So he realizes that he has no choice. So he makes dua, and that night quietly he packs up his provisions and his saman, and he leaves Kufa, and no one knows where he passes away. Because he didn't want to become a peer. But that extent of martaba and status, on one occasion, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was his Mubarak practice that after Fajr Salah, he would relate dreams to the Sahaba and he would ask them if they had seen any dream. One day, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Nimtu fil layla, faraituni fil jannah. I was sleeping last night and I saw myself in Jannah. Fasami'tu sawta qari', I heard the qiraat of someone resounding throughout Jannah. I am speaking to you here. How much has to be spent on the sound system in order to ensure that those in the wudu khana or just nearby here can hear me? What must be the martaba and status of that person who is making tilawat in Medina and Allah causes the malaika in Jannah to hear his qiraat? And Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hears his qiraat in Jannah. He asks, who is this person? The malaika reply, O Nabi of Allah, it is your sahabi, Haritha bin Nu'man. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam relates this dream, he says, Kadhalika al-bir, Kadhalika al-bir, Kadhalika al-bir. Haritha bin Nu'man, Allah took his tilawat of Quran to Jannah because of the service that he did to his mother. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha used to say, amongst the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were two Sahaba who were well known for the khidmat of their parents. One was Osman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who used to say that from the time I accepted Islam, I never looked directly at the face of my mother. So much of awe and respect he had for his mother. Haritha bin Nu'man radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Sahabi, whose tilawat used to be heard in Jannah. It is mentioned about him, Aisha radiallahu anha says, that he used to wash the clothes of his mother. He would oil the hair of his mother, remove the nits and lice from her hair. He would cook food for his mother and feed her morsel by morsel. Nowadays, arguments are taking place in homes. Fires are being lit in the homes. Husband and wife arguing, why you don't cook for my mother? Why you don't see to my mother? If she sees to your mother, it is her ihsan. It is her ihsan. You are supposed to make khidmat of your mother. You are supposed to earn your jannat by becoming subservient to your parents. Allah has kept that as your door to jannat. مَا مِنْ وَلَدٍ بَارٍ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ وَالِدَيْهِ نَظْرَةَ رَحْمَةٍ إِلَّا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِكُلِّ نَظْرَةٍ حَجَّةً مَبْرُورًا. Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when an obedient son looks at his parents with rahmat and mercy, for every glance, Allah will write down the reward of an accepted hajj. Sahaba said, وَإِن نَظَرَ فِي الْيَوْمِ مِيَةَ مَرَّةٍ. O Nabi of Allah, what happens? A glance. What effort is required if he looks 100 times in one day? 100 times with mercy at his parents. Nabi of Allah says, Allahu Akbar wa Atyab. My Allah is greater than this. Allah will give him the reward of 100 hajj. 100 hajj every day just to look with mercy at his parents. Once one person was walking, two people were walking. They come to Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abu Huraira addresses the youngster who was in front. Who is that person walking behind you? He says, that is my father. They had learned Islam and Deen at the feet of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. How is it possible in an ummah who has in front of them the example of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who from head to toe was rahmat and mercy. Yet, he makes baddua, ragima anfu, may Allah destroy that ummati of mine. Which ummati? That person who one or both of his parents gain old age in front of him and he fails to earn jannat by making this.
And that is a lecture on the disobedience of one's parents. That was by Maulana Suleiman Qattani. If you wanted these lectures, you can send a message on the numbers 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. We've got about 2 minutes left. Let's give you the rundown for the shows that are to follow. 11 o'clock, from 11 to 12, will be the Bliss of Marriage with Maulana Zaid Khan and Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. Then at 12 to 1 will be the News Hour with Brother Alpha Senkosi. And then from 1 to 1 o'clock will be our Zohar Azan. 5 past 1 to 1:30 will be the Tafsir of Surah A'raf, verses 168. 1:30 to 2 will be the repeat of the Tafsir of Surah Baqarah, verses 266 to 268. 2 to 3 will be lunch break with Brother Yusuf Ali. The 3 to 4 will be the repeat of this morning's As-Safinatu ila al-Jannah. Then from 4 to 5 will be the journey of the Holy Hajj by Hazrat Mufti Rafi Uthmani Saab. 5 to 7, Maulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30 will be the repeat of Surah A'raf, verses 168. 7:30 to 8 will be Medical Files with Maulana Dawood Sidak. 8 to 9 will be Medical Files. Inshallah, today we're going to be discussing reflexology, hijama, cupping, and another term they use for it. Cupping and something with an A, I can't remember. But I was discussing with wellness practitioner Muhammad Adil Madari. That will take us up to 9 p.m. 9 p.m. will be our Isha Adhan. 9 to 10 will be a lecture by Sheikh Salim Dorat Saab, the Company of the Pious. 10 to 11 will be an Urdu lecture by Mufti Rafi Usmani Saab, Haj e Faraz me Takar ne Kan. And then from 11 to 12 will be Sheikh Anwar Al Awlaki Al Shaheed. And that's our lineup until 12 p.m. Jazakallah khairan, fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.